Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
1-800-747-3733. Now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
.723 of The Mike Calta Show is 1025 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. If you are looking for a home in the Tampa Bay area and you don't want to overpay for it, call my friend Jeff Borum at teamborum.com. Jeff Borum knows the market because he lives here in the market. This is his spot, and him and his team at eXp Realty will get you into your dream home without overpaying for it. They know what kind of demand there are for certain properties. They know what areas are good. They know if you have a certain area that you're looking for, you can let them go in and find the home for you. And of course, if you are looking to sell your home, well, then they can do that for you as well. And the marketing for their home that they sell is so advanced that they get in front of the most eyes, the most people see it. That's why they can maximize the amount that you can get for your home. There's a lot of people, believe it or not, that are having to sell their homes before they have a new home, and then they panic. But then you call Jeff and his team, and they take all the panic, they take all the stress out of home buying and home selling for you. In fact, they do it all, and they've moved several people into a new home immediately when they moved out of their old home. Can you imagine? I'd be freaking out. We sold it and we have nowhere to live now. Don't worry, Jeff and his team will get you into a new home, the home that you want at the price that you want. Go to teamborum.com, that is B-O-R-H-A-M, and let Jeff and his team at eXp Realty take all the stress out of buying or selling your home and find out what your options are at teamborum.com. Galvin,
yes.
I don't know if you're able to find that audio yet. You're so fast. I want you to listen to this, and then I want you to realize what I realized last night.
Okay.
So
I already know.
So
I already know.
All right, don't say it.
I'm going to write it down.
Okay. So last night I watched the final episode of the first season of the Lakers, the winning season, the winning team, whatever that thing is called. And I think that that is one of the best series I've ever seen in my life. The acting is great. The storytelling is great. It's such a great show. And I don't love basketball that much. I don't know anything about the Lakers. I didn't know anything about Jerry Buss. It is just awesome. And I really enjoyed it. And after it was over, I was like, well, now I want to watch more. And then I flipped over to The Offer to see if Paramount Plus had a new episode of The Offer up yet, which they don't. When does that come out, Galvin?
I don't know.
So I didn't. They don't. So I'm caught up on that, but I'm anxious to see the rest of the show.
Sure.
So then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch a little bit of The Godfather as I fall asleep. So I put the greatest movie, The Godfather, on, and I'm watching it now with a different perspective.
I watched The Godfather last night too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I'm watching it with a different perspective because now I know a little bit about from The Offer, some of the behind the scenes stuff I didn't know about. I'm like, let me just watch it now. So I'm watching it, and we come across this scene where Don Corleone's trusted bodyguard, Luca Brasi, comes in to see him on the day of his daughter's wedding, where no Sicilian could refuse a favor on the day of his daughter's wedding. And Luca comes in because he didn't expect to be invited to the wedding, and he wanted to say thank you to the Don. This is the audio that Galvin has. Here we go.
He's not on the list, but Luca Brasi wants to see you.
Is this necessary?
He didn't expect to be invited to the wedding, so he wanted to thank you.
And Luca comes in. He's a big
lump. Don Corleone, I am honored and grateful that you have invited me to your daughter's wedding.
Brando's face is the best.
Yes. On the day of your daughter's wedding.
He's memorized this.
And I hope that their first child be a masculine child. I pledge my ever-ending loyalty for your daughter's bridal purse.
Thank you, Luca. My most valued friend.
Don Corleone, I'm going to leave you now because I know you are busy.
Okay. So I watched that yesterday, and I'm like, who does this remind me of? Who does this is somebody that I'm not? And I was like, oh, my God. That's Luca Hoppe.
Yeah. By the way, check your text.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. You know, I knew.
Well, I mean, right away. I am honored.
Yep. Yeah. I am honored. That is totally Luca Hoppe.
Yep, I love how he says on the day of your daughter's wedding.
Yeah. That he forgets about.
Yeah.
Luca just gets, and not because Hoppe's stupid or anything, but Hoppe just gets so nervous around when he's 100%. Talking. Yeah. And then when I was watching it last night, I'm like, that's Luca Hoppe. Hoppe's new name is Luca Hoppe from now on.
It looks like episodes of The Offer on Thursdays is when they come out.
Okay. All right. It's not going to be good because, we'll get hockey tonight, and then we're going to have hockey on Thursday. So
it'll be 10 episodes total.
I am honored.
I'm Corleone. I am honored and grateful that you have invited me to your daughter's wedding.
Your daughter? Sweating. Oh, that's so good.
All right, Hoppe. Please get out of here now.
Yeah.
Go to Blue Gardens with your girlfriend and face paint each other's faces.
For the love of God, stop staring at me while I'm eating.
Such brilliant acting by both in that scene.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels like Luca isn't really acting, though. Like that's him.
Really him?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it is. I don't even know, man. Yeah. I don't even know. And then now I'm starting to look at, because now I know the power struggle between Coppola and the producer and Paramount, and then the mob is involved. So you gotta kind of figure out who's doing what. I feel like Barzini and Tattaglia's, like those guys could have been better cast, you know? That they just put guys in there that didn't look like they were big mob. The best is when Barzini's there and the photographer take a picture of him and he brings the camera over, he pulls the film out and throws it on the floor.
Yeah.
At a wedding.
According to the internet, Lenny Montana, who is Luca Brasi, before playing the role, he was a professional wrestler and worked as an enforcer for the Columbo family.
Oh, okay. So,
he's probably not acting.
Yeah. Part of the deal was they had to take Luca and put him in the movie.
He probably really was memorizing his line for the movie.
The best is the scene before he has to do it. He's standing there with his paper and he's just staring at the paper real intensely.
Where's your championship belt? I only talk to champions.
Let me ask you something. Is this a work or a shoot?
Are you a baby face or a heel?
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding, you jabroni.
Any wrestler slept with your wife?
Oh, man. All right. It is 7:31 on the Mike Cal, the show. Time to check in with Galvin. He's got today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calter Show.
What do you think the percentage of people is that haven't seen The Godfather?
Carmen.
My wife has not.
Your wife's pretty hip with that stuff.
No, listen, my wife has seen every slasher movie and this and that and all the stupid, this person's dead and blah, blah, blah. But like classic movies, I'll be like, and then like Sling Blade, whatever, she goes, never saw it. And I go, oh, my God. And then I'll say, Godfather. Like, I'm watching The Offer, and I go, you have no idea. And she goes, no, I have no idea. And I go, do you want? And she goes, no, I have no interest. That's why we watched St. Elmo's Fire the other day. She goes, I've never seen it. I go, you got to watch St. Elmo's Fire? Come on.
Luca, Chucky is in.
Carmen, you've not seen either one of them?
No.
They're good.
And so the next old movie that I plan on
Chad
watching.
You know Chad hasn't seen them either.
No, he has.
Oh.
And actually, we plan on watching one of his favorite movies that I've never seen, which is kind of older, but not, like, it's at least in HD.
The Clumps?
No Country for Old Men.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Never seen it. He says it's one of his, like, top fives. And so he was like, will you please watch it with me? And I was like, yeah.
I can't tell whether Carmen would like The Godfather or No Country for Old Men or the attention span for it.
Have you seen Goodfellas or any of those movies? Casino?
I've seen Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is a little faster paced than The Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, it's closer to Carmen's decade.
Yeah. Right.
Plus, Godfather's been completely remastered. It's in 4K now.
Yeah. It looks great.
Right, but it is a very slow-moving, very intricate, a lot of stuff going on that you have to follow, you
that
know.
That's true.
It's so good.
What's
so
funny symbolism.
Is, also almost 3 hours long.
When I was young, I thought that movie was 7 hours long.
Oh,
And it took so long to get in the action. In scene two, you're already in, in the action. Yeah, Coleman, you have homework this weekend.
Oh, man.
Let's make her watch all The Godfathers.
All
she'll probably like Godfather 3, but no, you don't have enough hours.
You can sit there and eat spaghetti the whole time.
Yeah. Listen, okay, if I can do that, I'll watch the first one.
I would only like to watch Carmen. If Carmen had the Godfather, I would like to watch her watching it.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, you know what I just realized? Godfather,
you come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Isn't that far off from... It's going to be a huge wedding.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best wedding you've ever seen. Yeah. You just pick it up a little bit.
Yep.
It's very true. Very true.
Oh, it's so good.
It really is so good.
Well, listen to me. You can't. I mean, you can, but you're not going to appreciate Godfather 2 if you don't watch Godfather 1.
Absolutely.
First.
Well, you know, they
and
have
2
that.
Is better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched that, Gio.
That big mega cut where it's all in order?
In chronological order,
It starts with young Vito and then goes through the whole thing.
Yeah, Carmen, it's 2 is better, but you kind of need to see 1 first.
Okay.
Yeah, because
you need to know how Michael got where Michael is before 2.
You know where he got. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man, let's just stop the show now.
I know. You want to just play The Godfather?
Yeah.
You want to play it on the air?
I'd rather just talk like this as a show.
I was watching it last night, and I was trying to explain to my wife. I'm like, look at it. I go, look at Pacino. I go, once he becomes The Godfather, he walks different. He talks different. His mannerisms are different. I go, back to the first, the beginning, how different he is.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's you don't realize how amazing he is in this role.
Oh, and Kay comes in, too, and begs him to.
Yeah.
Oh,
his face expression, the way he walks down the street when he comes back from Italy. Is completely different.
Just the symbolism when they close the door at the end and they make the wife leave.
We didn't lose the baby. It wasn't a boy.
When he takes over and it says Tom's not going to be the lawyer anymore.
Yeah.
And then whenever they go to Vegas with Fredo and he tells him not to go against the family. Oh, my God.
It's so good.
Tom. Thank you, but you're not a wartime conciliator. Conciliary.
Well, maybe I could help. You're out, Tom.
Yeah.
I know. That's a little slap in the nuts.
Yeah. I was watching. Karishma has never seen it, and we saw like probably the first 20 minutes. She got bored. She didn't want to watch it anymore. But she was blown away when I had to explain to her how bad it was when Michael invited his girlfriend into the wedding photos. At the beginning, he's like, no, come into the wedding. And she's like, that's bad. I was like, that is a huge no-no. Yeah. You do not do that.
But that was his girl, though.
Yeah. They end up married. But...
Dude, Corleone, I am honored.
What's that, Luca Hoppy?
I am honored that you invited me on the day of your daughter's wedding.
Thank you, Luca Hoppy.
I did not expect to be invited.
Calvin, don't be mad at me, but it's 7:35. Should we take a break before we get the news?
Whatever you want to do.
I mean, we didn't even start it yet. Let's take a quick break.
100%. Oh, hold on. The guy's in the parking lot. He's giving me the finger.
Yeah.
I mean, because Dom's going to join us at 8:30, so we got to be out by 8:20. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Calvin will go right. We'll go right into the news. We'll do it next. It's the Mike Calvin Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calvin Show.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.